inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to MC Dame LZ.
Dame!
Of course, if you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late! All right, Shay Shay Foo Foo. Thank you for just standing your ground.
Well, you got about 40 seconds.
Here we go. Nurse Irene Kawanda already got you and Dame over here on the line. But the True Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017. We're still talking about this MPS employee, which they're saying is a janitor, that allegedly body slammed this 14-year-old, and there's video, and law enforcement saw the video and said, yeah, you absolutely should be pressing charges. So we want to hear from Truth Nation, as we have been doing all during the first hour, as we kick into second gear. Denise, thank you for holding. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Well, number one is young people, children will push you to that level, but you have to show a little restraint. But the other point that Bailey made is this was a young man, like 26 years old, 29 or something.
Correct,
like
26.
His brain isn't fully developed either.
There you go. So
he only 12 years older.
That's what I was just telling Homer. off air.
He got sort of pushed into or thrown into the wolf, thrown to the wolf when that. But the other thing we have to recognize is there's been a few of these incidents in these schools, and I think because of the end of the year, people have gotten fed up, or the staff have gotten fed up with these kids selling wolf tickets, and they're just paying for it now. But you, as an adult, you have to learn to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult,
you
have to show some restraint, because what are you teaching if you can't restrain yourself?
Right,
yes, exactly.
Right, and that's the important thing, Denise. Because again, we know, and I believe and agree with you. It's some whoop tickets that have been going out all year, and it's like it's just like how they say they put little lists together who gonna get beat up on this day and what they gonna do and this that and the other, and it's like, what, ain't nobody doing nothing to me. So and then we've got, Denise, we've got situations where some of these children and students have made these threats and carried them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
And then, you know, but my husband and I, we said back in the day, and I graduated before 70s, okay, mm-hmm. in the 70s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And teachers used to deal with kids. Teachers used to deal with kids, and then they called their mama, and the mamas would deal with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this soft discipline is just crazy to me.
Right.
Because nobody's doing anything, and there's no consequences. Consequences for these kids.
That's right. I agree.
I mean, a lot of the discipline that you hear in these schools today is just suspension.
Thank you, Denise.
It's just suspension.
Right.
What are they learning from that?
Right. Right. And then some people say, now you done got another kid that's just out on the street during school hours. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
But it's like, there has to be accountability. There has to be consequences for those actions. And I think when they look at the system, sometimes they look at it like, oh, it's a joke. I be black. All my mama or my daddy got to do is just bring me black to school the next day,
you know,
or whatever
the
case may be.
Those are facts, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your child back in school the next day if you go in there and, you know, have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you know, are they going to do it again and then you back up there?
Right.
Because after a certain point, that wear out.
Right. And again, and this is where I say that, like, the restraint or having to say, like, you know what, I need to probably go to a different school because I can't do this. Because a lot of people, when they act up or they do something crazy, they tend to taunt the other individual.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they do.
That person would end up coming black you know, whether they get reinstated the next day or whenever it is that the parent has to go up there or the guardian.
Right.
And then when they see the janitor or the teacher or whoever, safety aide, yeah, I told you I'd be black. And now, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you'll be gone before I do. And it's like, it's hard to sit black. And that's why I say, you know what? Be like, you know what? I can't deal with this environment.
Yeah.
And I'd have to just be like, look, I concede, like, listen, because I'm not going to jail or prison. I'm not taking myself away from my children that the janitor or whoever the teacher may be.
You don't want to go where they are.
Right. Because that's right.
And it happens with adults, too. Believe you me.
Absolutely.
You don't want to deal. You like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need my check. Is my ATM going to be working?
Right.
On Friday, is my check coming? My check coming? Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll ease your mind a little bit, y'all. my check going to be there? Oh, okay.
Right,
on the 15th?
Right, right. Yeah.
The 15th and the 30th?
Right.
We good on that? All right. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say. On my check there.
We've got John on the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Again, we're talking about the MPS employee that was arrested for allegedly body slamming a 14-year-old. John, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Well, nowadays, we living in a time to where, parents need to take accountability and responsibility for their kids' actions out here. I think that's where we lost that. We blame a lot of the kids, but the kids is being raised, right? And they're not being, properly raised. So that end up causing problems with the lack of respect for adults and others.
Correct.
And lack of consideration.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then we sit up here. We can't blame the kids, but let's start with the parents first because they're being raised by the parents.
But some
so
of them,
when we have
John, but some of them, again, this is why I come with my acronyms. Parents, okay. You know, they sound like the father of this 14-year-old, in my opinion. He sounded like a parent.
He sounded like a parent, not a PWK.
Are PWKs, people with kids. So, yes, they the biological mother and father, but they not raising their kids. And then they getting infiltrated in with people who are parents. And so now you got to try to protect your child. Be like, but, mama, I was.
Correct.
And they said this, but I'm sorry. But go ahead, John. Finish up.
No, you're 1,000% right. I have four boys. And they have the utmost respect for adults.
There you go.
And when I was raised, you had to respect all adults.
Correct.
Listen, you was going to get that belt. I don't care what adult it was. You're going to respect all adults. And that's what we have come away from. Like, it's not there anymore.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they not even respecting their own parents. How you going to expect them to respect them?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep going.
Our society is filled with nothing but a lack of parenting, mm-hmm. a lack of accountability, and a lack of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is the thing right here. It's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. I'm sorry, but it's not.
Mm.
As long as we have a lot of these homes out here, majority of single mothers out here that's raising these kids, and the kids not being raised, they just being housed. Mm. They just being they housing them. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with no single mother. Ain't nothing wrong with a single mom. I've raised a productive citizen, I hope.
Correct. This thing right here, I agree with you. My grandma raised 8 boys, so I know what you're talking about. And all of them had utmost respect. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a certain type of mother that installs discipline and structure in the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's lacking a lot of these homes out here.
Yeah.
If you don't have fathers out here, it's going to be a lack of structure and a lack of discipline.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we see grown-ups, adults out here is doing things. It's like, hold up, you're an adult. Stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Should no kid get you to the point where you hands on kids.
You're breaking up a little bit. But
I said, we have a
yeah. we kind of losing you, but I think we get your point. But thank you for the call. Bailey, you got some things on the True Talk text line, 833-212-1017.
Craig said, and children have no right to talk to a janitor either.
Correct.
But a lot of these kids out here will hit you and jump in your face trying to square up. Like Bernie Mac used to say, you old enough to talk-ish, you old enomough to get punched in the stomach. I don't condone violence. Nope.
But your job, and this is the thing. This is the thing. If you have a job that says, look, if they run up, they can get done up.
Now,
you good. You good. But I'm just trying to save you. And if this is something that you love as your career or as your job, then, you know, and to me, in my opinion, I could be wrong about this, but I've talked to several engineers and janitors. They make good money.
Oh, they make good money.
They make good money. So that's not something that I want to let 5 seconds take away from me.
Well,
and so I get the, you know, up in your face, this, that, and the other. And this is where I'm saying, like, there are some places that you don't have to deal with that.
Well, see, okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some places you don't have to deal with that. And this is probably just a job for someone that's a 25, 26-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's jobs and then there are career situations, career opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I just want to reemphasize a couple points.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen the video footage.
Right.
We don't know what the conflict was.
Right.
Right. And again, for both sides, it seemed like I don't want y'all to just be like this particular young man was up to no good or he wasn't a good kid.
Right.
Because I really don't pick that up from what we've seen.
Well,
right. And I know, again, I'll say, I know the kids are different.
Absolutely. And that's
from what they put on at home
and that's
versus
I was
what they,
go with it.
You know, what they do at school and all that. And they out there with their peers.
Right.
But this is not his father is also not a PWK. You could tell that.
Right.
So he's not a parent with a child.
But
okay?
Yeah, but it does not also, and just in my opinion, before we take care of some bills, it does not say that he didn't say some crazy stuff.
Right.
Because I think
he did.
Because when whatever they were talking about, whatever they were talking about, for it to turn from a conversation into an argument,
right.
Then that's when different things are hurled at somebody. So
and
he may have been hurling a lot of things.
That's true. That's
that
true,
janitor.
Too. That's
but the janitor should have said, I ain't losing my job. For
that's
you.
True, too. But I also want to, on the side of the janitor,
mm-hmm.
I also want to say that he's 25, 26 years old, still not, you know, mature, you know, sort of, you know, a lot of people in that age demographic, they still haven't matured to full adulthood. And unfortunately, he really probably, this just happened without him really thinking about it. So it's a whole lot involved with this. And I just hope that as we wrap this up, that the situation resolves itself for everybody in a positive manner, because it doesn't seem like the young man was that hurt.
Yeah, well, I think
we don't know
that,
but
child abuse, that's, you talk about felonies there.
Yeah,
so
well, we hope it resolves, you know, we hope it resolves
yeah,
in
I think
a positive
that father
way.
Is going to be like, it ain't going to be positive.
We'll see. We'll see.
You about to lose your job and some other and freedom if it's up to the father. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. When we return, we're going to talk about this Kevin McCall, who has been charged with chronic neglect of a child.
What's the mama name?
I'll get to it inside of the
Why can't we? I want to know the mama name.
It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. The criminal complaint will probably disturb some of you, so I'm going to make sure that I do my disclaimer before going into it like I always do with a criminal complaint. And some things that I will omit just because, I need to. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Of course, I am the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, of course, we're going to, since we're talking about, you know, children, youth, a Milwaukee couple has been charged after a baby's death as police probe claims a child was given alcohol. And
okay, not just any alcohol.
We get to it, the fireball. Bailey is, I'm telling you. Authorities in Milwaukee are investigating the death of a one-year-old child whose parents have been charged with chronic child neglect, with police also examining allegations that alcohol may have been given to the infant. The child's parents, Kevin McCall, 30, and Christina Davis, 23, were arrested following the February incident. Officers responded on February 22nd to a report of a pulseless, non-breathing child at a Milwaukee apartment. The baby was rushed to a hospital, but was later pronounced dead. According to police, rigor mortis had already begun by the time medical staff attempted resuscitation. The infant was also found, again, some of the stuff you'll hear, this is in the criminal complaint, but you'll hear this. The infant was also found covered in urine and feces.
What?
Investigators said, yes.
What's the mama name again?
Christina Davis.
Okay.
Christina Davis. And during the investigation, Christina Davis told police that both she and McCall had left their children alone at times and failed to properly care for the baby on the day of the incident. McCall also admitted to physically disciplining the couple's six-year-old daughter. The six-year-old later told detectives she had seen her mother preparing a bottle that contained what was described as medicine that would make the infant pass out. She identified the substance as a 50-milliliter bottle of Fireball whiskey and told investigators, "I don't think it is medicine." Police also recovered an empty Fireball whiskey bottle inside the apartment. Christina Davis, the mother said, denied giving alcohol to the baby, saying she only administered cold and flu medication. However, investigators noted inconsistencies in statements that were given by both parents regarding the child's care and supervision. So authorities reported that the medical examiner found no signs of trauma, illness, or infection that clearly explained the cause of death. So, and that's some stuff. Some of that stuff is obviously also in the criminal complaint, but the criminal complaint is 5 pages. And I'm going to read it, but again, give a warning to some people that just like hearing covered in feces, you know, urine and feces, that's, it's disturbing to hear. So I just want to let people know that, you know, some of the details, some things I'll leave out because, you know, it is what it is. But for the most part, you'll get the gist of it all. You'll get the gist of it all. So if you the things that I am about to read in this criminal complaint, the views and opinions of me taking the chance to read this criminal complaint on Truth in the Morning does not necessarily reflect that of the staff and management of Good Karma Brands or the Truth brand, but are the sole comments and opinions of yours truly, the legendary Home Blow. But this is a criminal complaint, and you're gonna learn today. As a matter of fact, let me try to pull this. I'm going to do this so people can be looking at this picture. I'm going to just send this to Will so he can end up just putting this picture up on the screen while I am reading this particular criminal complaint. But yeah, it's disturbing. You know, it is definitely disturbing. And I just want people to kind of understand that what this baby had to go through.
What's it a picture of?
It's a picture of the two that are charged.
Oh, okay. Just
so people can put a face
right
to the monsters, in my opinion. I look at them as monsters. You know what I'm saying? Definitely PWKs, but I look at them as monsters. Family and friends will say, no, they not. But, you know, I'm just saying for me. All right. I'll start with some of this and try to get through as much as I can. before we have to end up taking care of some bills. State of Wisconsin, you know, if you are immediate family or friends of the defendant who are charged in these particular criminal complaints, or you're immediate family or friends of the victim of this particular criminal complaint, all of the information I am disseminating is already of public record. So I'm not sharing any information that is not already of public record. State of Wisconsin versus Kevin McCall. And I can say this address on the air because it's inside the criminal complaint. It's where they found the baby. Kevin McCall, 6231 West Carmen Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His date of birth, 8/15/95. Count one, chronic neglect of a child. On the above named defendant between July 1st, 2025 and February 22nd, 2026 at 6231 West Carmen Avenue in the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, being a person responsible for the welfare of a child, LW, date of birth 1/29/20, through his action for reasons other than poverty, neglectly failed to provide necessary care so as to seriously endanger the physical, mental, or emotional health of the child, and the natural and probable consequences of this violation would be harm. Although the harm did not actually occur, the actor is guilty of chronic neglect as he committed three or more violations. Class H felony, facing $10,000 fine, 6 years in prison, or both. Count two, chronic neglect of a child, same dates, same address. But this is for the welfare of a child, MLM, date of birth 10/2/2024, through his action for reasons other than poverty. Again, although the harm did not actually occur and the actor is guilty of chronic neglect as he committed three or more, but this one is where the child did end up passing away. A class H felony, $10,000 fine, 6 years in prison, or both. Probable cause. At 2:33 p.m. on February 22nd, 2026, the Milwaukee Fire Department and Medical Unit were dispatched to the address of 6231 West Carmen Avenue in the city of Milwaukee in response to a 911 call involving a pulseless, non-breathing child, later identified as MLM, date of birth 10/2/24. At 2:37 p.m., the Milwaukee Fire Department was on scene and located MLM's body on the front porch with the defendants. MLM's parents nearby, first responders with the Milwaukee Fire Department, moved MLM into a medical unit where MLM was intubated and CPR was initiated. Rigor mortis was already setting in MLM's fingers. MLM remained asystole through the resuscitative efforts, and at 3:05 p.m., MLM was pronounced deceased on scene. City of Milwaukee police detectives responded to the scene to investigate the circumstances surrounding MLM's collapse and death. The detective conducted an on-scene interview of Christina Davis, the mother of MLM, who provided the following initial statement to the detective. Christina Davis has been involved in a relationship with Kevin McCall, the father of MLM, for the past 3 years. Christina Davis has a second child, LW, date of birth 1/29/2020, from a previous relationship. Since March of 2023, Christina Davis and Kevin McCall have lived at 6231 West Carmen Avenue in the city of Milwaukee. On February 22nd, 2026, Christina Davis woke up between 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kevin McCall also got up at the same time. After waking up, Christina Davis opened the door to the children's room and observed that LW and MLM were both still asleep. Christina Davis started to get ready for work when Kevin McCall asked Christina Davis to pick up Popeye's chicken for him. Christina Davis reported that she left home, picked up Popeye's chicken for Kevin McCall. She returned home and gave the chicken to Kevin McCall, and Christina Davis subsequently left for work. Just prior to entering work, Christina Davis received a phone call from Kevin McCall, who complained that his food order was wrong. Kevin McCall also told Christina Davis that he was disciplining LW for stealing the remote for the television. She's six now. Television. Christina Davis worked until 2 p.m. and punched out. On the drive home, Christina Davis stopped at the gas station to pick up snacks. Upon arriving home, Christina entered the residence and observed LW standing in the corner still on punishment. Kevin McCall was on the living room couch attempting to fix his video game controller. Kevin McCall asked Christina Davis to check on MLM. Christina Davis went into the children's bedroom and observed that MLM was not moving or breathing. MLM's eyes were rolling into the black of MLM's head. MLM's body was stiff, and MLM's hands were locked in a finger-pinching position. She panicked. Christina Davis picked MLM up and told Kevin McCall to call 911. During the interview with the detective, Christina Davis admitted that she did not change or feed MLM on February 22nd, 2026.
Wow.
All right, Will, let me know because so I can I know I got more of this to read and we got to get ready to take care of some bills. But I'll pick up this criminal complaint when we come back because, yeah, we're only getting started. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. If you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, you'll see the mugshots of the mother and father who I feel are PWKs and monsters. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl.
The very disappointed Bailey Coleman. This, yeah. Homer, yeah. is yeah. just a, you got more attention that you're paying for a man that's sitting at your house playing video games.
Right.
While you go to work, then you do your own baby.
I'm talking about this Milwaukee couple that are
charged. It's a crying shame.
After the one-year-old baby's death. And, yeah.
Most women would think, I done had your baby. I ain't taking care of you.
Yeah.
I ain't taking care of you, too. I don't have two kids. And in this case, she didn't have three kids. She had two. So, and you just go leave your kids. Like, okay, go ahead, Homer. I'm sorry.
Continuing on with this criminal complaint, as the detectives continued interviewing Christina Davis, the detectives conducted an interview of Kevin McCall, who provided the following information to police. Kevin McCall confirmed being in a relationship with Christina Davis and being the father of MLM. Kevin McCall has lived with Christina Davis, LW, and MLM at 6231 West Carmen Avenue in the city of Milwaukee since March of 2023. On February 21st, 2026, Kevin McCall worked from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. as a security guard for Rainbow. Christina Davis picked Kevin McCall up from work at approximately 9:30 p.m. Christina Davis left the children home alone when she picked up Kevin McCall up from work. Upon arriving home, Kevin McCall peered through a hole in the children's bedroom door and observed both children asleep. Remember, you're talking about a six-year-old and a one-year-old, right?
Yeah, that's my home.
Home alone. Mm. The next day, February 22nd, 2026, Kevin McCall woke up at approximately 9:50 a.m. Christina Davis and LW were already up. The children's bedroom door was cracked open, and Kevin McCall could see that MLM appeared to be asleep. Kevin McCall did not go into the bedroom to check on MLM. Kevin McCall had a craving for Popeye's chicken, so he convinced Christina Davis to take him to Popeye's on 61st and Silver Spring. Christina Davis and Kevin McCall.
61st and Silver Spring.
Yeah.
They're a little quicker than Good Hope, but anyway.
Christina Davis and Kevin McCall left the residence at approximately 10:50 a.m., leaving LW and MLM home alone. Kevin McCall believed that he and Christina Davis were away from the home for approximately 30 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because it's going to take you 30 minutes to do that.
After taking Kevin McCall to Popeye's and returning home, Christina Davis went to work. At approximately 12:30 p.m., Kevin McCall observed LW pouring water into a toy train. Kevin McCall whooped LW by striking her on the buttocks 3 to 4 times. Mm. Kevin McCall made LW stand in the corner of the living room with LW's hands raised above her head. Mm-mm. During the time frame that Christina Davis was at work, Kevin McCall never checked on MLM. At 2:30 p.m., when Christina Davis arrived home from work, Kevin McCall asked Christina Davis to check on MLM. Christina Davis went to check on MLM and discovered that MLM was not moving or breathing. Christina Davis started screaming, telling Kevin McCall to call 911. Christina Davis and Kevin McCall took MLM and waited on the porch for first responders to arrive. During the interview with detectives, Kevin McCall admitted that he and Christina Davis leave LW and MLM home alone often, at least 25 times in the past 6 to 7 months. Kevin McCall attempted to justify, remember the baby's one, you're talking about the past 6 to 7 months. So just really think about the age of that, that baby. They waited on the front porch for first responders to arrive. Kevin McCall attempted to justify leaving the children home alone by explaining that it was usually only for an hour or two at a time. City of Milwaukee police detectives responded to the scene and conducted an essential facts interview of LW, date of birth 129-20. 6-year-old LW disclosed that she often has to babysit for MLM when her parents are not home. LW has to make bottles for MLM. LW demonstrated how she makes bottles for MLM by mixing water and baby formula together. The detective asked LW where the water and baby formula was, and LW responded that they ran out. On February 22nd, 2026, LW did not have to babysit MLM because Kevin McCall, whom LW identifies as her father, was home. Kevin McCall was in the living room playing video games while LW and MLM remained in their bedroom. During the day, Kevin McCall never fed MLM, nor did Kevin McCall change MLM. LW did disclose that Kevin McCall spanked LW because he was upset with LW doing a science project in the bedroom. During the interview, LW disclosed that her mother, Christina Davis, made a bottle for MLM on February 21st, 2026. Christina Davis said she was going to make MLM pass out by adding medicine to MLM's bottle. LW identified the medicine that Christina Davis used as a 50-milliliter bottle of Fireball whiskey. LW said, "I don't think it is medicine." City of Milwaukee police detective was dispatched to the scene and put in charge of documenting the scene and collecting evidence. Upon arriving on scene, the detective observed the body of MLM on a gurney inside of the medical unit. MLM was already pronounced deceased when the detective arrived on scene. MLM was covered in urine and feces, showing that MLM had not been changed in some time. Within the residence on the living room table, the detective located an empty bottle of Fireball whiskey. A bottle with a blue-gray liquid was recovered from underneath a toddler's bed in the children's room. A second bottle with a red liquid was collected from the kitchen. Both bottles were retained by the medical examiner's office for toxicology testing. The residence was noted to have a strong odor and was unkept. On February 22, 2026, City of Milwaukee police detectives conducted a custodial interview of Christina Davis, during which Christina Davis was informed of the Miranda warnings and acknowledged understanding her rights and voluntarily agreed to speak with police. During the interview, Christina Davis admitted that she and Kevin McCall leave LW and MLM home alone at least once or twice a week. Christina Davis acknowledged that it was wrong to leave a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old child home alone. According to Christina Davis, she and Kevin McCall have left the children home alone no more than 20 times, typically for an hour and an hour and a half each time. Being informed that LW was interviewed by police, Christina Davis admitted that she relies on LW to help around the house, including
a 6-year-old
caring for MLM.
Caring for a 6-month-old.
Christina Davis claimed that Kevin McCall does not provide any assistance around the residence. When confronted with LW's disclosure that Christina Davis gave Fireball whiskey to MLM to make MLM sleep, Christina Davis denied providing any alcohol to MLM. Christina Davis claimed that MLM was provided with cold and flu medications, not alcohol. Christina Davis denied placing anything in MLM's bottle. On Monday, February 23rd, 2026, the medical examiner performed an autopsy. I'm not going to go into all of that. But the investigation into the circumstances surrounding the death of MLM is ongoing. The Milwaukee Police Department has attempted to conduct a forensic interview of LW to obtain further information regarding the circumstances surrounding the death of MLM in a trauma-informed manner. However, on February 26, 2026, LW was a no-show for the scheduled forensic interview, despite CPS and law enforcement available to provide transport. So they didn't let the six-year-old girl go. A review of Christina Davis video calls.
Hold on.
At the last paragraph.
Okay.
A review of Christina Davis video calls from the Milwaukee County Jail showed that Christina Davis has had contact with her boss, Tiffany, who has advised Christina Davis that Tiffany has instructed and informed her mother not to talk with or cooperate with law enforcement. Christina Davis also informed her mother, who has placement of LW, what LW disclosed to police, telling her mother that what LW disclosed was a lie. End of complaint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Kids that age, mm-hmm. they finna tell you the truth because they don't know no better.
Yep.
You know, I thought I was tripping because for a minute there because it sounded like the mom and dad still had custody, but they in jail, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so they did so, but the mom's mother has custody.
Right.
Which, I mean, this your daughter. You know, I don't know if that cuss, and then the baby didn't show up.
No.
The baby didn't show up.
The Christina Davis mother didn't, you know,
yeah.
bring the 6-year-old.
So she, you know, she wouldn't. Yeah. She wouldn't. Yeah, have custody.
Yeah.
No more.
We're gonna try to get some time for you to chime in, Truth Nation, at 833-212-1017.
That's a lot.
Take care of these bills, and when we come back, we want to hear from you, Truth Nation, and what's your thoughts on this whole situation. Will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome black. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Bailey, sound off. What did you get from this?
Well, I agree with this message from our Truth Talk text line. Out of the entire complaint read, the things that stand out are neglect, Popeye's chicken, and video games. You know, I am just appalled at the fact that how this poor baby, these two babies were neglected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry. Because you find it more important to go buy somebody, this Negro, mm-hmm. some Popeyes.
That's right.
That's more important.
Leaving your baby at home. Y'all baby.
Leaving your baby, not even going in to check, change baby diaper, make sure baby's set for the day. Babies, before you
That's
leave.
Right. That's right.
That's not even a thought in your mind.
Hmm.
Some parenting classes would have been perfect for both of them.
Right.
You know, but PWKs don't care about that now, do they?
No, they don't.
And that's what, kids are a gift.
Mm-hmm.
They are a gift. And if you're so blessed to have one, or in this case, two, you got to take care of those gifts. You had the six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of the 6-month-old.
Right.
Where do they do that at? I mean, that is an extremely intelligent 6-year-old. She's
right.
making bottles.
Right.
Making
right.
sure the baby's straight. You know, but when you start doing things that are detrimental, allegedly, to the baby, then how she, you know, it's just, it's all a mess. How do you leave these kids alone for a second?
Let alone hour, 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Minimum hour, 2 hours. Who in their right mind thinks that that's okay? Why would they think that that's okay? I don't understand this.
Yeah. And I believe that is well more than just 20, 25 times that they've done this. I believe that it was just a regular pattern for them.
I don't understand why they felt like it was right. Who does that? And you peering through the peephole to make sure they all right? Really?
You ain't tried to change him. You ain't tried to feed him. There's nothing. But she fed him. She fed him.
Well, clearly
they
ate.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so,
clearly
so
they
ate. But right. The hell with... You know how much attention you have to give for a one-year-old? Infants in general.
Yeah.
And even the six-year-old. You get what I'm saying? Like...
He disciplining the six-year-old with her, making her stand in the corner with the hands up in the air, allegedly.
Yeah, and after whooping her physically.
Because she stole the remote.
Yeah.
To TV. Clearly, you were busy.
Yeah.
It's ashamed. It is ashamed that these children have to suffer like this. If you don't want your kids.
Say it. Go ahead and say it.
Let somebody else take them.
That part.
If you don't, because I'm going to tell you now. There are other people that want kids that can't have them and would treat your child better.
That part.
If you don't want them, give them up. And guess what? There ain't no situation. There's no problem with you doing that. You can do that legally.
That's right.
You could do. All you got to do is drop them kids off at a fire station. They ain't going to be tripping with you all the things.
And they've even raised the age of what. You know, the child has to be, or, and the time frame. Time frame.
And you know what else?
Time frame, yeah.
Even if you want your kids, but you know you can't do right by them, you can't give them what they need, that's okay, too. You know what? You'd be a better person giving them up to people that can help them.
That's right.
That can give them a better life.
That's right.
You will be a better person because you realize that you can't be there and do what you need to do. Okay?
Absolutely.
Don't be selfish.
Absolutely.
Think about the kids. Think about the kids. And realize, hey, if you're still in that party scene and that's where you want to be and you only want to think about your man, do right by your kids. At least do right by your kids. All this is going on right now with this situation. You hard pressed to find a way to explain it away.
Minister Kevin on the YouTube page said, "Why does Grandma has custody now, but for the 25 times those babies were left alone, didn't watch them then?" Will D9 said, did she say in the report she gave them Fireball but never gave them alcohol? Is it Fireball, alcohol? In this case, this is where you set an example for these parents. Will D9 also said that six-year-old probably should have been at school. Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Probably.
Yes.
There's so many areas
right.
Just so wrong about this. Just makes my mind want to explode.
That's right. That's right. Like this. That's why I said and kind of gave the disclaimer and let people know, you know, hearing these details, you know, it's crazy. Just the chronic neglect is the exact class H felony charge. And resulting in death now. You get what I'm saying? That they should be dealing with because this is crazy. Denise Jones said, this is a very sad story. Everybody aren't meant to be parents.
That's true.
You better say it.
You could give birth, but that don't mean you a parent.
Hello, kids. People with kids.
Yeah.
PWKs.
Yeah. I don't know how you go from giving birth and loving your child like that to like just
right
neglect just straight up. I can't, we ain't, this ain't, you know what I mean?
Right. Yep. It's the world in which we live in.
I don't want to know.
This is going on more than some people may know.
Yeah.
It's just that it has not been discovered or found out yet. And yeah, you can tell by the way some of these people go live on their social medias that their children are going through some things because you can just see, be like, it's kids that live there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, the things that I want to say, I can't say on terrestrial radio. You know what I mean? I'm upset. That's why I just wanted to make sure that Truth Nation got to hear the details of this particular criminal complaint.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Shoot, some people, they thought giving them a little cough syrup, that she giving them straight up fireball. A 50 milliliter bottle found empty.
How you do that?
Found empty. And to say that I'm going to give them some medicine to put them out.
Yeah.
And this,
I don't know.
So, like, how long has this child been suffering through this? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
That was her go-to thing, in my opinion. Like,
give him some fireball.
What we got, Bailey? That was the father, Kevin McCall, Scotty.
You know, there's a singer, songwriter.
The fathers? Yeah.
Kevin McCall is the father. There's a singer, songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Brown stuff named Kevin.
right.
Not the same person.
Right, absolutely
not. The same person.
Bailey, what you got?
You know what? I just take care of your kids, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message for today. Love on, take care of your kids, check on your kids, don't leave your kids. Listen, if your kids can't go with you, y'all know, y'all see me when Kendall was a baby. Those of y'all that follow me, guess what? I had him with me all the time. If I didn't have him with me, he was with his granny.
There you go. Truth in the Morning. And up next, the truth with Sherrin Hughes, award-winning Sherrin Hughes on Truth. Will, thank you for a great show.
Thanks, Will.
All right, love you. Holla black people.
Be back Thursday.